Feedy says the district needs more money for capital projects like building maintenance and upgrades.
It's important to understand that 60% of our schools are 50 years or older. We have to put more money into just making sure that they continue to be safe.
Nearly a decade ago, the legislature reduced the maximum capital tax districts are allowed to levy by 25%. Feedy says if districts had more flexibility to restore the previous rate,
That would generate roughly $15 million.
The dollars are also allowed to be used on technology. The district is looking at taking out a $52 million federal bond to keep up with students' technological needs, like classroom laptops. As our partner station WFSU reports, Central Florida Senator David Simmons is recommending raising the tax cap only if the money can be shared with charter schools. Charter schools are public schools, but run by private companies.
We do not select principals of charter schools, teachers, programs, or curriculum.
Which leads to another of Vidi's priorities. He wants their grades, graduation rates, and test scores to not be included in the district's data. A higher percentage of Duval's charters have D and F grades than traditional schools.
So the question is, then why is their performance included in our overall performance as a district?
Vidi says he's received verbal support on the issue from former Duval school board member and current Jacksonville representative Jason Fisher, as well as Jacksonville Senator Aaron Beam. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.